Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And I'm Godzilla T.
And we are here with some very, very big announcement for us, at least. Maybe not quite as much big Halo news as of today. We got some big Halo news, which we'll talk about later in the week.
Big bada boom.
Yes, very big. As in, like, we thought the news at E3 was going to be big. This was a big news dump already, so they got to step up their game at E3. But enough of that. We have a big announcement we've been teasing for the past month or so, and we finally pulled together to actually get it up and running. So we have a fundraiser campaign for a party at RTX this summer for us to celebrate our 10-year anniversary as a podcast. 10 years.
We've been doing this.
Yeah. We put together a fundraiser to help towards the funds for the party, get some swag for you guys, some Podtacular swag, and that will go towards stuff that we can do as giveaways during conventions that we go to. So we'll be at E3 if you're at E3, or we'll be at San Diego Comic-Con, PAX Prime, some of those places. We'll actually get to have Podtacular swag as part of this campaign, and it'll also go towards funding the party that we want to throw at RTX. So a lot of stuff has come from the community in terms of helping Podtacular keep afloat for the 10 years it has been going on for. And I've gotten a lot of inspiration from the community. So I figured, hey, Halo managed to do a 10-year party when they turned 10. So why don't we try to throw one? Granted, they had the backing of Microsoft and we're relying on the backing of the community.
Yeah, they had a little deeper pockets than we do, but
just a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit.
Ours is still going to be better.
Yeah,
because I'll actually get to go.
Hey, there you go. So one of the things behind doing this party is that we want to do it close to our anniversary, which is why we're doing it during RTX. And the other reason is Rooster Teeth was a community founded company, and we figured using that was kind of a community based that was based around Halo kind of made sense for us to host our party. So after the Saturday of RTX, and RTX usually closes down at 6 p.m. each day, we're actually planning to rent out a restaurant that's very close to the convention center, like within a 5-minute walk of the convention center, for us to get together, talk good times with Halo, and just all in all have a reunion party to celebrate 10 years of us being a community and a podcast, because we really owe it to all of our fans for being out there, for listening, and for the Halo community just coming together. And in times of struggle and the ups and downs for Halo, it's always been something that I think Halo has held strong to, has been its community, because there's so many things that you see for different kinds of groups. Like, you have machinima groups, you have Griffball, which is a big one, you have the competitive, obviously, which is another big one, all the cosplayers. So the Halo community, in my opinion, is one of the best gaming communities out there. So I wanted to kind of use this opportunity to help celebrate the Halo community, at least for those that are going to RTX this year. So that's when I started talking with staff and started talking with some other people who had held parties and fundraisers in the past, and decided to come up with this little fundraising effort. And we're actually doing this through Indiegogo, which gives us the ability to raise the funds. And even if we don't get fully funded, we can still use some of those funds to help go towards some kind of celebration, even if we don't get enough for the party, or just give you guys the opportunity to get some Podtacular swag, which has only been exclusive to people that I specifically know or higher ups in the kind of Halo community. So yeah, like Bio is showing off one of the coveted Podtacular t-shirts right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I wore mine, but you know, I couldn't find it in the dark, so yeah,
I gotta show it off. So like, this is what it looks like. Well, it's kind of backwards. Well, my camera looks backwards. I don't know if you could see
that. It looks good to us.
Okay,
it looks fine to us.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, this has been a big thing. I mean, I'd recently been on Podtacular. Well, actually, this is going on my 1-year anniversary right along doing this, which is really, really cool. So being 10 years, a podcast that's been around 10 years is kind of a big thing. There's not too many that actually can say have been loyal to one topic for so long, and it's a huge deal. Like, it, I mean, the community is absolutely incredible. The amount of people that you meet while doing the podcast, like going back and forth on topics that you love. I mean, the biggest one being Halo. It's an awesome experience. It really is, and I can honestly say I wouldn't have experiences without knowing Podtacular, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And seeing Podtacular turn 10 is just an absolute awesome thing. Like, it really is. And basically going and talking with everybody, especially with Griffball Hub, you have so many communities out there, like Doug said before, and so many of those communities are actually friends. So being able to go to this party and doing all this stuff and interacting with people that I talk to online or Skype or anything like that, it's an awesome experience. And I feel this is probably one of the coolest experiences that community-wise could honestly have.
I think I remember last year, it was during RTX when I invited you to be a co-host on Podtacular.
Yeah, it was a month. So basically how it turned out was a month before RTX, I made a tweet out saying it'd be interesting to do a podcast like Podtacular and Guardian Radio. And you hit me up a week before RTX saying that I may be able to do something with you. And then 3 weeks or a month later after that, somewhere in August, I think it was like August 15th or 10th. It was one of those. I don't remember the exact date. But after that, it kind of happened. I came on there. I was nervous as hell. I didn't know how to do anything like that. Like, the only thing I've honestly sit there and knew how to do was do a voiceover for a video. And that, like, that's kind of lenient. Like, you don't have expectations. Well, you do, but it's not the same thing as being a pod, like on a podcast. It was intimidating as hell. Like, it really was. Like, that is one thing. Like, you know, like, you have these big words that come in all the time. My lingo, my vocabulary is not that high. But it's awesome. It's an awesome experience. And I honestly suggest if anybody ever wants to do something like this, I say go for it. I really do. It's one of those experiences that you can't beat. I mean, yeah, you have videos, you have everything on YouTube and all this other stuff. But I think honestly, a podcast, you can kind of put a little bit more emotion into it, if that makes any sense. Like, you can kind of, you know, put a lot of time to something that less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. And one of the things with at least the podcast, I think, has a lot more benefit towards at least over doing something like a video, is you can actually go and dive into discussion regarding certain topics and really dive into what opinions you might have, some assumptions that you could come up with, and all that stuff. So I think that's really a benefit of having a podcast, because in the video, you're just kind of talking one way, whereas a podcast, you get to bounce it off other people that are part of your cast or your people that you've invited on. And for us doing the live stream now, we can actually talk with our audience while we do it. We can throw feedback, get questions answered, or have people ask us questions about what we're talking about. And it really fosters a good discussion base, which I think is really cool, and especially in the Halo community where we have such a massive franchise and the universe that's been so widely established that there's room for that kind of thing.
Yep.
It was a humbling experience to fill in for Brent the few times that I did fill in between the time Brent was deciding what he wanted to do and the time that Bio came on. And I learned a lot about a Halo community in a very short period of time. You know, I've never been a big public speaker. And this is about as public as you can get. But yeah, it's been an absolute blast this the last couple of years that I've been with Podtacular. And, you know, Dust and Bio have both been gracious hosts to welcome me into the family. Especially Dust. You know, the first time he asked me to take over game night because, you know, he was tied up with something, it just kind of hit me out of nowhere. I was really surprised to get that message. And I'm like, okay. can you send me some maps? Because I got Jack.
Well, and the funny thing now is the irony behind that is whenever we do game nights on Xbox One, you're our neutral host, essentially, because we all connect to you and we don't have issues, whereas we connect to me, Bio, or Haas, and we're all having some weird connection issue when it comes to the Master Chief Collection. So it's almost like fate kind of wrote the rules.
You know, except for when we play ODST, you know, then for some reason we send it to the West Coast and then it works better. But it's just the people I've met doing, you know, the few times that I've been on the podcast, the people I've met, I've really enjoyed meeting those people. You know, Atoa Freak for one, Naked Eli, Green Skull, you know, and several others. It's just been a real joy. And I've been very happy with the comments that people have left me, enjoying what I add to the conversation, even though sometimes it's not exactly coherent. But thank you to all the Podtacular fans. I really do hope you guys enjoy what we've got going for you at RTX.
Yeah, so let's break that down a little bit. I know Haas isn't here tonight, but first things first is we are all going to be there. All the current Podtacular staff will be at RTX this year, which is a great thing for us because we'll get to all meet for the first time together as the current Podtacular staff. And the other cool thing about that is we actually have our own panel that we're hosting at RTX this year. We'll be actually talking about some Podtacular history, just kind of reminiscing on our past Halo experiences. And we'll even have some kind of games to do some giveaway items with as well. So we've asked for a 90-minute time slot at RTX, which is usually not something that is very common. So we'll have to see if that's something that can actually happen or if it's something that will be possible for our panel. But even not, if we just get to 60 minutes, we're planning on some pretty cool things for us to just have a good time walking down memory lane. And to that, we are actually having the original owner, the founder, and the co-host of Podtacular on that panel as well. So it's going to be me, Bio, and then the original founder, Fumo Jive, and the original co-host, Spellcheck, on the panel. So for everyone who's even heard of Podtacular in the past, who's been that's going to be at RTX, because even though we don't get as many downloads per week as we once did, a lot of people know the Podtacular name. So it's going to be really cool to actually have the founder and the original co-host who a lot of people know of on that panel. And then we'll kind of talk about how Podtacular has evolved over time and how the Halo community has evolved with it. So that's going to be something that we'll cover during our panel. And then we'll be doing a couple giveaways for some questions. And we also have a few kind of game ideas, plans, like some trivia, some team events and that kind of stuff. So we have some interesting stuff planned for our panel. And we want to take that further, though. And that's why the purpose of this Indiegogo campaign is really there, is to help go towards the hosting costs for a party that we want to throw, which would be renting out the restaurant that we mentioned earlier and just having a good time for people to come and reminisce. And it'll be a good opportunity for you to come talk to us, come talk to the original founders and the original staff behind Podtacular. We're also going to have Captain Crunk there, who was the original webmaster for Podtacular. We're going to have maybe a couple other ones as well. Not sure on the full list yet. I do know a few of them are not coming. JVB is unfortunately not going to be able to attend, which I know is a lot of people would want to see him. But it's just going to be a great time for us to kick back, and it'll be food and drinks and just an all-out good time for us to hang out and talk Halo, and you get to meet some pretty cool Halo people in the scene. So to that point, I'm going to go ahead and say if anyone has any questions during our live stream, please ask, and we'll answer to the best of our ability regarding any of the plans that we have for RTX this year, any of the fundraiser stuff, and we'll get to answering those here in a little bit. But first off, let's go over the perks that will be behind this fundraiser. So for those of you who haven't seen it yet, our Indiegogo campaign is now up, and you can find that at igg.me/@podtac-10-year. And we'll make a Podtacular short link for that. But we have 6 different tiers for you to help contribute to the campaign. And we're looking for $5,000, which will help us generate enough money to buy some Podtacular swag for us to give away at conventions and print more t-shirts and also go towards the hosting costs for the party. As long as we can get a good portion of this fundraiser funded, especially if we get to our target, then we'll be fronting a lot of the cost through the Indiegogo campaign. Then we'll be picking up some of the rest of the slack. And we're looking for $5,000 to get 100 lanyards, 200 wristbands, 400 buttons, 500 stickers, and then 20 t-shirts for us to give out during RTX. And then other conventions down the road with whatever we have left over. The funding tiers, we have kind of a basic $5 level one, which is pretty standard for most of the campaigns that you see out there for fundraisers. And for that one, it's you're going to get your name shout out on the podcast during the live stream, during our party, and during the possibly during the panel as well. This is something that's just very basic. If there's not much you can give, but you want to give, this is probably the tier for you, where you can just donate $5 and just help make our dreams come true. If you're wanting a little more on the physical goods side, you can donate to our $30 tier, which is our grab bag, which includes the Podtacular lanyard, wristband, button, and sticker. And in addition, you'll get your name put on our supporter banner that we're going to be making and printing that will be present at our panel and at our party. So everyone will get to see your name as you are one of the main supporters behind the party and behind getting us to our 10-year anniversary mark. We also have a video that we're going to be putting together, kind of a thank you video for our 10-year, which your name will appear in that as well. And that'll be something that'll be played during our RTX panel, because all those are going to be streamed on Twitch. And then, of course, on our party, there'll be projector and screen up, and we'll be playing that video regularly throughout the party night. So people will be able to see your name there as well. There's a $50 level, which is everything included therein. And you also get one of the Podtacular t-shirts like Bio's wearing right now. That is the white Podtacular tee. And you'll get that, the lanyard, the wristband, sticker, button, and then all the shout-out related stuff as well. We're assuming that's going to be probably one of the more popular levels. If you're looking to go even further, we have a 77... What?
Bio's got ants in his pants.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
We got video tonight for it, too. The $77 level is our next perk. You'll get VIP admittance to our reunion party. There's going to be a limited space, but depending on where we end up going and the space constraints for that, we're giving people the opportunity to reserve their spot for sure, and you'll get guaranteed admittance to our party. And then afterwards, it'll obviously be open to other people, whoever we can manage to fit in. But if you're a part, if you donate at this level, you will be guaranteed to get in. You'll be guaranteed food, drinks, and all that good stuff. And in addition, you will get the reserved seating at our panel. So you'll be able to sit up in those first two or three rows that they reserve for people. So you'll get to have one of those seats up front, which means you're more likely to get into one of our giveaways that we'll be doing at the panel. So if you're looking for some swag, that might be what you want to look into. The next tier that we have is our $117 tier. Hopefully people get what that comes from. And that gives you the opportunity, in addition to everything else we just mentioned, to be a guest host on the show and choose the topic of discussion that we talk for that episode. So you get to come on, you'll get to open the show, you'll get to choose the topic, and then we'll run to the hills. We still reserve the right to decline a topic to be discussed, but you can still be on the show, and once we agree on the topic, then that's what we'll go with. So you'll get the guest hosting opportunity, you get the VIP pass, and then you get all the swag and shout-outs that go with it. And then if you're the hardcore of the hardcore Halo or Podtacular fans, the $250 level gives you everything, including the guest host, VIP, physical swag, and shout-outs with a custom Podtacular Xbox One controller. That is extremely, extremely something that we are excited about. It's going to be blue themed. We've been looking at a couple of different companies to get it done. We don't have a mock-up just yet, but once we do, we'll be updating our Indiegogo campaign with what the controller will eventually look like. But that is something that I think if there's any hardcore Podtacular fans out there, this is something that you would probably want. I will say that the $77 level, which is the get you the VIP admittance to our party and our panel, that is limited to the first 25 to claim that reward level. The $117 level, which gets you the guest host spot on the podcast, is limited to the first 7. And then the $250 level, which gets you the controller, is limited to the first 3 people. So if any of those sound enticing, anything above the $50 giving mark, then those are limited in quantity. So make sure you hop on those if those are something that you really, really want.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous of people that get them because I don't have one. I don't have one.
It'll be, I'm excited for it. And we're going to be making one for Fumo and Spellcheck since they were the original hosts. That's part of the funding for this campaign is going to be kind of making little gifts for them to thank them for originally founding the podcast and kind of being the pioneers to where all of us are today. Because if they didn't start it, we would not be here.
It's been a journey, man. It's just crazy that it's so many people been in and out of the podcast for 10 years. And it's just crazy. Like going through the history of the amount of people that we're going through, it's nuts. Like there's been a lot of people involved with this podcast, and I haven't had the pleasure of talking with Fumo or any of the original hosts or people that made it. So it's going to be awesome to get the chance to meet the guys that actually made of something I've been part of today.
Same here. I'm really looking forward to meeting those guys and any of the fans that show up. Because I'm always like meeting people face to face.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen, you know, Dust and Bio and Haas on, you know, Skype chats and stuff like that. But, you know, we've never met in person. So it's going to be fun to meet everybody in person again and, you know, actually shake their hand or, you know, hit them over the head or, you know, play Bio Wolf in person. Oh,
I'm more worried about meeting Haas because me and him are probably going to go at it at RTX to be
fair. I already told you guys to solve that.
Yeah, there.
There will be video of that if that happens.
I'm bringing mine.
Someone asked in our chat what day our panel is planned for, and it's going to be planned for that Saturday. That's what we requested. They haven't given us the official times yet for all the panels. They're still working out the schedule. But once we know something, we'll obviously put it out on our website and the fundraising site. We're trying to make that to where the panel is midday Saturday, and then the party is that evening. Another thing we're looking at doing at the panel is, depending on space, we're looking at giving away some of our VIP passes there as well. So if you're in attendance at the panel, you get a chance to go to the party. We're looking at a place that can sit possibly 100 to 150 people. And we're still working out the details on that. We have a couple of places in mind, one that we've been working pretty close with, trying to nail down some details. Once we figure that out, and once the campaign is over, we'll obviously be talking about that in greater detail. But we're looking at some good food options, some good drink options for people, hopefully getting some themed drinks, because there's a couple of Podtacular sayings that would be pretty interesting as drinks, I think. Looking into that, we're hopefully find something here pretty soon. Other than that, we have some stretch goal ideas for our fundraising campaign. The first of which is if we obviously blow past our initial fundraising goal of $5,000, that means we can buy some more Podtacular swag. We can get some more Halo merchandise for us to do giveaways during our live streams, maybe during the panel or party at RTX. Just more opportunities for us to give back to the community as a thank you for everything that people have done for us over the past 10 years of us being a podcast. On top of that, if we can even blow past that further, we're looking at hosting our own Halo 2 Classic LAN tournament with cash prizes and Halo merchandise prizes. And that is something we are very excited about. If we can And I think our target for that would be around $9,000, which is nearly double of what we're asking for. If we can get to that point, though, then we are fully committed to hosting our own Halo 2 tournament, since Podtacular got his first starts on Halo 2. Heck, we even had 6 recreational clans and 2 pro clans for Halo 2 back when we first had Podtacular founded back in 2005 and leading into 2006. So going back to our roots there would be something that we are very interested in, and it would be something that we would love to do and think people would really enjoy having something like that at our party. So in addition to our stretch goals, that's pretty much what we're looking for, is just extra swag for us to give away. We've had this idea of a tournament for a while, and we would actually be able to get prizes for tournaments outside of just some swag giveaway stuff that we have just stockpiled up. If we can do stuff like that, then we're looking at really going towards pushing towards maybe a Podtacular store as well. So you don't have to necessarily take part in the fundraiser to get the lanyards or wristbands or stuff like that. And we're also thinking of a couple of shirt ideas for us to throw around as well. Some based on some famous Podtacular sayings and some more recently created ones, which will make their debut at RTX. Which,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think a lot of people will be pleased with this shirt idea, and I hope people will jump on board with it. Pins asked about the themed drinks. There's one drink in particular that kind of goes back to the old days when JVB was on the show, called Homicide Sauce. And I'm thinking of like either a Bloody Mary type thing or some kind of red colored alcoholic beverage, something like that.
I'm sure we can come up with something a little bit better than Bloody Mary.
I'm sure we could. Yes. That's just the first thing that comes to mind, because it's like Homicide Sauce was kind of a playoff of tobacco sauce, and the consistency would be kind of similar. I mean, that was my first thought. It's not going to be it, though. we will come up with a better drink idea for the Homicide Sauce drink. There's a few other ones as well. Heck, we could even do like a Blue Spider one if we wanted to, since it'll be out
there's
RTX.
Several. There's several that I can think of.
For those on the live stream, this will be kind of beneficial to you. For those on the audio podcast, I'll do my best to describe what we're seeing here. But we did get a box full of goodies from 343 Industries for stuff that we will be giving away at our panel and on our Twitch streams. What is so funny?
Nothing.
You checking the Skype chat? Yeah. You're checking the Skype chat, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. I thought you might. All right. So the first thing up for what we have in the big mystery box, I'll go back here and grab the first item.
Make it big screen, guys, so you can see all this.
Because that's as big as my camera can get on this thing. But this is the first item, if I can get it out of the box, is the Astro A40s Master Chief Collection of speaker tags.
Fancies.
And if none of you guys want them, I could use a set. You know, see?
Yeah, I need to get Astro. I really do. I have the tags. I just need to get the Astros.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? You know, you said you were going to get them.
And then you didn't get them.
And then you were going to get them, and you still haven't got them.
Yeah, it's a long story that I'm not going to bore people with on the podcast.
All right, the next thing that we have is the Master Chief helmet keycap. So this is one of those like little $6 things that you saw during the toy fair last year. So it's just cool. A little. If you work at like a school or an office building, you see the janitor keys, and they usually have the little rubber band things around them. This is basically what it is, except that it covers the whole key. So we have a couple of those to give away. We also have some of the HCS stickers. The HCS badge stickers. We have a stack of those to give away.
Those are pretty sick.
They are. They're pretty nice. We also have the Kilo 5 badge. So you guys remember Kilo 5 from the Kilo 5 novels from Karen Travis. So we have a stack of those to give away. Those are some pretty cool items to get a hold of if you actually get some of those. They work just as patches as you would put on a jumpsuit jacket or whatever. So we got that. Next thing we got is a Ghost versus Wolf Spider Micro Ops, McFarlane Toys. Mm. So for all of you Micro Ops collectors out there, this is something that you can get your hands on. Wow, that reflection is really bad.
Yeah, I can read your screen, Dust.
It's so bright. Let me see if I can minimize that, minimize that, minimize that. Is that any better? No.
A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
A little bit.
A very little bit.
That's not helping, dang it. Anyways.
Block it! Block it!
Yeah, like, turn off my screen, I guess. So, we have that. I'm trying to save the best for last here. Because there's some really nice stuff in this box. The next thing that we have is the multiplayer map book for the Master Chief Collection. Unfortunately, I don't think this includes Remnant. I doubt they put an extra page in here. But it has all the other maps. So if you're looking for the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say that. That's Remnant actually
didn't exist when they created the book. Yeah.
It's very informational. Like, you actually can learn a lot from those. I actually learned a lot from that book, which is pretty cool. I was a big fan of the MLG cards for Halo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those.
Those were sick. Like, I learned a lot from those.
I have a stack of those still. So if anyone wants them at RTX, I'll bring them. I have a stack of like 6 full sets of them.
Wow.
Yeah. They gave a lot away at MLG when they had that one Halo 4 tournament before they dropped Halo. Yeah. All right. The next thing that we have is a full set of the Greg Bear trilogy, the Forerunner trilogy of books. So Cryptum Primordium and Silentium, hardback.
Cool.
So for anyone who doesn't have the books, you'll get a chance to get a stack of these, the whole trilogy, which is pretty cool. The next thing I have here is 2 Halo Reach t-shirts.
One of them is nice. That one of them is really nice.
See if I can get the tags untangled here. So this is the first one. It's Emil. Bam.
Pretty cool.
There you
what
go.
Size so is that?
So if you have a 12-year-old that needs a shirt, that'll fit.
I don't know. I wasn't really looking at size.
Fit in any of us. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is a kid's. It's an extra, extra small.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Oops. This one's a small.
Maybe your wife will be able to wear it.
Yeah, this is the one I like. I think this is the one you like, too.
Yeah, that's the one I like. That one's sick.
Yeah.
I like that one. Small shirt.
I'm wondering if we got the bottom of the bin with that extra, extra small shirt.
It's possible. Or somebody just wasn't paying attention when they were filling the box.
I guess. Either way. I mean, there'll be families that are at the actually there'll be something great for some parent to grab a hold of. I'm not sure which one of these to do next and save for the end.
I'd save the thing that starts with an H for the end.
Okay. So this one is a Carter PlayArts Kai figure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, this one's good. I want this one. I wish I could keep this one. So this will be one of the big ones that we'll give away at our panel or the party. Just to open it up. I don't know. You probably won't be able to see clearly in here. Actually, let me...
It's glare. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn off my monitor real quick. So
you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
That help a little bit?
A little bit.
Little bit.
Just a little bit. So there's that. And then the last thing, which I think everyone wants.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Skullcandy Slayer GMX1 gaming headset.
Nice.
Yeah, that's sick. That one's sick. I've actually owned a pair of Skullcandies, and they're actually really, really good quality, surprisingly. I mean, when Skullcandy first came out, they made quite a comeback, but they've really pushed the for quality of their headphones. So I strongly recommend them from my personal experience. So they're pretty good.
Nice. So yeah, that's what we got from 343 Industries. We have a couple of items of our own that will be given away. I have 2 Certain Affinity journals. So it has a Certain Affinity
flame
emblem on it. Yeah, it has the Certain Affinity flame on it. Put those into the go box. I have I believe a large Certain Affinity shirt, red. I have a purple one of those, which I really, really love.
I have a kicking ass t-shirt, but it's an extra small.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is a really exclusive one.
Oh, I know which one that is, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the E3 super, super, super limited Master Chief Collection shirt.
Yeah. Whoever gets that, I'm going to be extremely jealous of. I want one of those.
It's a large. It is a large. So it even has E3 2014 on the sleeve. That'll likely be a stream giveaway that we'll do. But that's one of our other giveaway items that we have in the pocket.
Something that Penn's actually put out there, which I think is a pretty cool idea, is a Podtacular Astros speaker tags.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's like that, I would honestly take. I know a lot of the listeners out there actually use Astros.
Maybe we can make that as a stretch goal. Or if we can squeeze it somewhere in the budget. If we reach our target, then we can do something that like that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. No, that's a good idea. Thank you, Penn.
That is a good idea.
We are looking to get with some other people or some other companies to get stuff from. We've been talking to Megablocks, and they're going to be giving us some stuff. We're going to be talking with Astro to see if they'll give us maybe a set of the wireless A50s for us to give away.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
Even if they just gave us A40s, that'd be sweet.
There's a few other companies that we're looking to talk with. And it looks like Laird will put up a signed Halo Wars poster for us to give away by the guys at Ensemble. So thank you, Laird. Cool.
Thanks, nice. Laird.
Thanks, man.
That's pretty much that's all we have to confirm right now. As we get updates, we'll obviously update our Indiegogo campaign page. But that's it. If there's anything else that's out there, that's Palmer, not Carter. No, that's Carter. It's blue. It's not silver, Laird.
You can't tell through that camera, especially the way the lighting is. It's gonna mess everything up. It's either blue or
sorry, it's
or
not
gold.
Technically Carter. It's Spartan Warrior. It's Spartan Warrior. It's not Palmer.
Carter?
It's actually not Carter either. It just says Spartan Warrior on it.
Oh, so it's okay. I know what it is. Has the one with the very like narrow visor.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I was mistaken. So that's the stuff we'll be giving away during our panel, during the party, and some of the stuff we'll be giving away during our live streams leading up to RTX and probably shortly thereafter with whatever we have left over. And that's it. That's our fundraiser. We hope that you guys can help contribute and get us to our $5,000 goal. It'll be something that we will be very happy to get towards. And the Halo community has pulled through on some other fundraiser campaigns before, and I hope that you guys can help spread the word on this one to your friends, families, colleagues, and especially anyone who's going out to RTX that would like to attend an event like this, just to be around other Halo fans. Whether or not you're a Podtacular fan or not, I think would be really cool, because we'll have people that have been involved with Halo since the beginning, and we're looking to invite whoever from 343 is going to be at RTX, Certain Affinity, Rooster Teeth, all those guys. So we're looking for a pretty, pretty nice party at RTX this year.
Yeah, it should be. It's going to be awesome, man.
We want it to be supported by the community and be for the community. So anything you can do to help out, we would really, really appreciate. I will say at this point, we've had the campaign up for about 22 hours now, and we've already raised $90. So we're slowly creeping along, and we have this for 28 days. So this will be good until July 7th. Please try to donate before then, because obviously if you donate afterwards, it doesn't help. Please tell your families, tell your friends, tell any Halo fans you know out there that can help contribute to this, and especially if they're going to RTX, because this is a party that we want to be able to throw on for anyone and everyone in the Halo community, because we were born from the Halo community, and it's the Halo community that's got us to where we are today.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been a part of a party that was a community party, and it was just an absolute blast, and that was kind of exclusive.
Yeah.
But it was an absolute blast. So like, if you guys honestly are going to RTX and you guys are looking for something to enjoy, meet new friends, meet people that you haven't met online, like The amount of people I met at RTX, I mean, I even met Dust at RTX, and I talk with them online all the time. Well, prior, before even being a part of Podtacular, I talked with them. So it's an awesome experience, and I honestly suggest you guys make this happen, because it's an awesome thing to help for.
Yep. So anyone who's going to RTX, we look forward to meeting you guys there. We look forward to seeing you at our panel, and hopefully get to sneak into our party at RTX this year. So that's going to be it for us tonight. If you guys have any questions, you feel free to reach out to any of us on Twitter, Facebook, or however you want to try to get a hold of us. Again, please share this with everybody and make sure that you can help get this funded, because we really want to throw this for the community. And we would really like to get through and host our own Halo LAN tournament. That, I think, would be the ultimate goal for this party. So if we can get there, then we owe it all to the community for getting us there. You can check out more info about the Indiegogo campaign at igg.me/@podtacular-10-year. And by the time you're hearing this in download form, you can find that at podtacular.com/Indiegogo. And that'll take you and redirect you to the right page as well, so you can go donate there. Again, we're looking for $5,000, which primarily go towards the funding costs for our party. That goes to the hosting costs for renting out the restaurant, paying for the food and the drinks and all that stuff. And it also goes towards helping us produce our own Podtacular swag for us to give away at RTX and at other conventions this year, so we don't have to keep on paying that out of pocket. And if we get enough, of course, we'll be able to stand up our own store, host our own tournaments with giveaways and actual prizes, and of course the Halo 2 LAN tournament at RTX. So please consider donating, and we will see you guys on our next live stream or our next show, which will be the Hunt the Truth before the last big one before E3. And I will say, I don't know how they do it, but it keeps on getting better.
It really does, man. Like, mm-hmm. It just keeps going.
it keeps sucking you in deeper.
Like the Energizer Bunny. And of course, after that, we're going to be talking about the big reveal today from Game Informer, their coverage and their July issue of Game Informer magazine, which is all about Halo 5 Guardians. So a little bit of tease of that. They go through the full fire team for Spartan Locke's team, a little glimpse into the campaign for Halo 5 Guardians, and a little tease at a completely new game mode that we've never seen in a Halo game before. So there's some pretty big news out there already, and we haven't even hit E3 yet.
Nope.
Yeah, if this is what they're releasing before E3, I can't even imagine what they're going to show at E3.
Right.
No.
I don't know.
Throw out your predictions now, guys. there's a lot coming. I mean, E3 is right around the corner, and they're putting out this kind of information, characters, teams, modes, campaign stuff. Like, it's Halo 5 is going to be bigger than a lot of people are anticipating.
I think so. On behalf of everyone here at Podtacular who has been here in the past and who is here now, thank you for everyone who decides to contribute to our Indiegogo campaign, and thank you for being a part of what I truly believe is one of the best Halo communities, or best gaming communities around. We will talk to you guys on our next podcast, and we will keep on fragging trucks.